Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association, Carol Velarda. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Leslie Pittman and Marcia Burt-Bigler. That's coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program Carol Velarda. She is the president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association. I want to start out with a tough question. Ben Bernanke on 60 Minutes this past week talked about the unemployment numbers, and he didn't think that the economy was going to recover in terms of those jobs for 4 to 5 years, with Nevada's situation being at least 50% greater than the national average. What are your thoughts on when the employment numbers are going to come back?
I don't have much disagreement with them. I hope it's going to be 2 to 3 years. I hope we will see some things happen that generate employment, but it's hard to say that we're going to come back. In fact, if you look at that period, 81 through 85, which was a four-year stretch, that's what we were looking at, because we were running double-digit unemployment. Memory serves, we were at about 10.4 at the highest. And it took us until the mid-80s to recover back to where we were.
Now, that 10.4 number, what was the number in terms of real numbers of unemployment? Was it much higher? Because now when we talk about unemployment in the state, we talk about 14%, but the number being perhaps above 20 to 25% in real terms of people who are no longer looking for jobs. Was that similar back then?
I don't know, because I don't remember any discussion about the underemployed or people not working. What I'm remembering is just the hard numbers.
The Economic Forum, what were your thoughts on that? Was it
was no surprise about where I thought it was going to be. It'd be hard not to. I think they were, if they were going to err at all, they were going to err on the conservative side. And I think that's exactly what they did. It's going to be hard to say until we get through this set of numbers, because that's the biggest problem with doing that forecast. They're looking at roughly 1.25 periods of revenue coming through. The biggest periods of revenue, because of sales tax, obviously, and because of attracting tourists for Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving period, is this quarter that we're in right now. And we won't start seeing those numbers until the end of January.
Mary Lau was saying on the program last week that retail is seeing a little bit of an increase, a little bit of a bump in the state.
Well, and that's part of what's going to determine what happens when the Economic Forum meets May 1st. It's going to be that gaming numbers. Do the baccarat win continue for whatever reason? They've kind of gone off the charts for 3 months consecutively.
But, you know, what's scary about that is the reality that baccarat can either make or break a major company's quarter.
No question.
So the idea that we will be relying in any way on baccarat.
Exactly. But what you're looking at is for trends. And I use the baccarat, probably not a good example, but if the rest of slot win starts creeping up and maintaining, if sales tax numbers start maintaining, whether or not you agree with the type of sales tax base we have, since those right now are our two major revenue sources, we need to start seeing some improvement in those numbers. And hopefully our May forecast from the Economic Forum will be improved.
Are you excited at all about the entrepreneurial efforts that are going on in the state right now? The M Resort sold for 23 cents on a dollar to a company with a lot of money and the ability to take that property and make it fly. The Sienna in Northern Nevada cost $80 million plus, sold for $3.9 million.
You know, if you have the money, it's no different than you and I. If we had the money or extra money, look at the perfect time to buy a vacation house when you look at what the prices are. So as a business person, if I have the money and I see what potentially is a good investment down the road, knowing that I can buy it at bargain basement prices, I'm going to go for it. And yes, I think it's a positive because these people do have the money to invest.
Do you have concerns when people like Mayor Bob Cashel and Mayor Gina Martini, Cashel on this program, are talking about the fact that they have authorized their staffs to encumber local funds for projects so the state can't go after them?
Yes. However, that being said, I'm not sure how much free money was out there for the state to go after anyway. But at least they're encumbering on projects and not ongoing operational expenses through contracts, where they're committing themselves to a point where if the state does come in and take money, they've got no recourse but to do further cuts. At some point, there's got to be the discussion between the state and the locals as to what should logically be provided at a local level, what should be done at a state level. You know, I think the word this year is sustainability. Sustainability of revenue, sustainability of expenditures. We've got a long way to go to get sustainability of expenditures on one side. And when we do that, then I think we can start looking at sustainability of revenues. The problem, to look at sustainability of revenues, you're going to look at tax adjustments, tax increases, etc. And nobody that I know, particularly since it's going to come down primarily on business, is going to say, okay, in this economy, we're willing to have these additional taxes or these adjustments made, and you can keep spending money the same way. That's not going to happen.
All right, let's take a break. More with Carol Velardo when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10,000.com.
urgent means, if you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan.
Call 1-800-604-1585.
Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Carol Velardo. She's the president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association. Everyone, including the gubernatorial candidates Rory Reid and now Governor-elect Brian Sandoval, during a debate on this program the week prior to the election, has pointed to a defined contribution plan instead of a defined benefit plan as a way to address the cost of public employee retirement benefits. Your thoughts on that?
The first thing that has to be determined is whether we can afford at this point in time to go to defined contribution. A couple of years ago when we were looking at touting the defined contribution, you needed to make sure that your existing plan had an amortization schedule to fully fund it within 7 years.
Within 7 years?
Yes. Given the current economy, if that has not changed, if those requirements have not changed of government, then I don't see how we look at that for at least another 4 years or so. You know, we can talk about, yes, we want to do it, but you've got to have the money to be able to put it into a fully funded, quote, situation before you can start a second plan. There are other things you can do to start getting you there.
Okay, what kind of liability are we looking at that would have to be paid off within that 7-year period?
Well, right now, the last number on liability, and as memory serves, we were funded at roughly 75%. At that point was $4.8 billion. We're down to where we're funded at approximately 70%. Of liability because of the investment portfolio, which is another issue that's going to impact governments at both the state and local level. In order to maintain the schedule of paying and trying to get PERS 100% funded, we are now have to increase again the contribution that's made by employees and employers, and where there's been negotiated contracts where the employers pay the full amount, it's another percent that has to be added, and I believe it's 1.5 or 2% on police and fire.
So really, you're talking about the potentially $1 billion cost per year for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's huge.
Okay.
It is huge. Now, there is a meeting, in fact, I believe it's Wednesday, because of a report that PERS has been looking at as to what it would take to go to a defined contribution. Sooner or later, we have to go there.
But literally at $1 billion a year cost for 7 years.
Well, and that's what we're going to find out, if there, any of the ground rules have changed and what is recommended by the consultants.
A question that's been raised lately has been the subject of home rule for cities and counties. What do you think about that, and who benefits there?
Well, I think home rule benefits the local governments and, in many cases, the local citizens, because the government that's closest to the people can react quickest to a lot of situations. There are three parts to home rule. There's structural, which means you can determine if your assessor is elected, if your treasurer is elected, or they're appointed. Functional, which says that I have the ability to set some parameters for what my government is going to be able to do or not do. I want to be able to abate nuisances. Well, I can do this. I don't have to go to the legislature and make sure I have the authority. And there's fiscal. I don't know that the local governments really want fiscal home rule this year.
And what that means in reality is the ability to raise taxes, because right now they have to go to the legislature.
In most cases, to raise taxes. And the reason I'm not sure they want it, because there's the concern at the local government level that the state is going to look to them to take money. How much easier is it going to be to take money if I say, you don't have to worry about this? You can raise the revenue you need if you think you need more revenue. And what I'm, you know, what I'm doing to you, what I am taking from you, is going to leave you short. You raise the revenue.
So even though you would have home rule, the legislature would still have the ability to take money?
Of course. Legislature has the ability. They're the ones that write statute. And so long as it doesn't require a constitutional change that takes 5 years, legislature can change statute.
So really, in a way, it's kind of a no-win situation.
That's what I've spoken to local government groups, and I've said, be careful what you wish for. Fiscal home rule may not be the thing you want this year.
Tax restraint advocate Chuck Muth is calling for a grassroots effort to shut down the unemployment tax increases in Nevada. The recommended increase for 2011 is large. It's actually about 50%, but it's also not optional. If Nevada doesn't begin to repay the federal government for borrowed unemployment funds, the feds will raise the tax on us automatically one way or the other. Nevada's employers will face a larger unemployment insurance tax. Is it better to take control on the state level by raising it ourselves, or is Chuck Muth right that we should fight any state effort to increase this tax?
In my opinion, you're much better having state control. It's what we were just talking about. Local level control for the citizens being able to go to locally elected official and get results in response. I can appreciate what Chuck is saying, but I don't want the feds doing that. I don't want to have to go, if I'm an employer and I have a problem, having the feds control all of this. I want this done at a state level. And I think we have a better ability to control it at the state level. There's discussion right now about how we might mitigate the interest payment if it's not forgiven by the feds. A recommendation by the treasurer has been to bond for that, because the interest, at least right now and what we know, would be lower than if we just come up with the interest that we owe the feds at the amount they say. And with us doing it in the state, we can stretch that out over a longer payment period so that the impact to employers or the state is not as great as it otherwise would be.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Come back soon, okay? We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully's Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Are all bets off for a bill clearing the way for Nevada casinos to launch internet gaming sites, at least in the lame duck session? Maybe. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid could be dealt a new hand, though, in the coming session. More in the next Face to Face.
Atlantis, newly designed and inspiring. Exclusive concierge rooms, luxury tower rooms, endless amenities to enjoy. Experience the all-new Spa Atlantis, featuring unique treatments. Spa is not an indulgence. Spa is a way of life. Award-winning dining at its best, featuring the all-new Atlantis Steakhouse. Fine steaks, classic cocktails, and tableside service. Reno's newest hotspot.
These are for the first cousins, for the second cousins, and for the third cousins. And these are for the girls in the book club. Books. It's all about giving and giving. I'm not quite sure who those are for.
In a season marked by overindulging and overspending, Acura introduces the concept of oversaving. Test drive a new Acura during the Season of Reason sales event.
Take advantage of attractive lease rates on the 2011 Acura RDX for well-qualified customers.
Discover Reno's newest wine and martini bar, Napa Sonoma Grocery Company. We've moved to bring you an even larger array of personalized gift baskets, fine wines, and good company. Napa Sonoma Bar, Cafe, and Gourmet Store, now open in the Plumgate Center at Arlington and Plum Lane.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Leslie Pittman is here, principal with Sierra Strategies, and Marcia Burt Bigler, partner with Nevada Business Strategies. Pleasure to have you both here. So good news coming out of Las Vegas. You know, we talked earlier about Zappos moving from Henderson into what will be the old City Hall when the new City Hall opens up in 2012. Now, the Lady Luck project, which has been sitting there doing nothing for the last several years, is going to be underway. Your thoughts on this and what it really means?
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of more interest in the part of businesses to maybe relocate and actually make downtown Las Vegas an actual downtown. It never really has been such. But with Andrew Donner's announcement with the Resort Gaming Group now going through with their renovation program and identifying what it will look like at the Lady Luck, I think it's all a result of the fact that thousands of jobs are going to be relocated down to the old City Hall, and then there's your customer base. So I think you're going to see a lot more interest on the part of businesses to see what sort of properties, retail or otherwise, might be available down in that corridor.
Well, and you know, and it's interesting because you have properties like Triple George, right, that are extremely successful with a high-end clientele in downtown Las Vegas, and this is just going to open up for more.
Absolutely. It's such a great idea to move everybody into one location, or, you know, a larger location. As Leslie says, Las Vegas has never really had a downtown, if you will. And this is kind of exciting. I think it's a good opportunity. And it's also exciting in the greater scheme to see gaming coming back again and seeing some real excitement on rebuilding and moving these operations around.
Well, you know, and it's interesting, the numbers out today from the Gaming Control Board, Baccarat up, we've got Blackjack up 44%, Craps up 10.9%, Roulette up 17.6%. Those are great numbers.
They're great numbers, and it's nice to see, as I said, gaming coming back. I think we have to temper that with the question of whether or not Nevada ever fully recovers to the glory days, especially with all the competition we have now, with all the stuff that's going on in Macau and some of the other areas. There's a lot of competition for high-end gaming like Baccarat, for instance.
And that's one of my concerns when we saw numbers from the Economic Forum where there was a reliance to an extent on Baccarat numbers. That can swing wildly.
It can swing wildly, and it's all based on, you know, a number of players, principally those folks coming in from Asia, and whether they're lucky or not, or the house is lucky. And that is a very, very concerning way to balance your budget, or
bottom
to
line,
project for your budget. Yes,
right.
Definitely.
Because a lot of the other games, there is a built-in number that over time, the casino can pretty much say, we're going to make this percent, mm-hmm, on, you know, this amount of money coming in, and it doesn't matter whether people win or lose. In the end, the house is going to make that kind of money, but that just isn't true with Baccarat.
No, in Baccarat, you have significant dollars being wagered as well, unlike in other forms of gaming that are available in these gaming properties. So, I mean, it can, like you said, swing wildly, and you can come up with real negative numbers for the house or real positive numbers. But again, because it's not stable by any means, it's a really difficult thing to try and estimate what your budget situation is going to be from a state standpoint.
The Governor's Commission on Tourism had their gaming summit here over, mm-hmm, the last couple of days in Northern Nevada, and it was interesting to hear Northern Nevada gaming folks talking about how gaming is no longer going to be the driver. But Las Vegas has learned that a long time ago. Revenues from gaming are, what, about 40%? And then
something.
It's shopping,
yeah,
entertainment, mm-hmm, restaurants, make up the other 60%. So I think perhaps the northern portion of the state may be catching up in its thinking.
And they should, because look at all of the beautiful scenery that Lake Tahoe, all of the things we have from the skiing, from a tourism perspective. So, you know, this is a broader picture now, and it really is time that the Northern Nevada guys started looking at what they can do to draw people in. Okay, we're offering ski packages. They've offered golf packages for years. So it's time to start looking at I think, the broader picture of tourism.
Well, and it's funny, you know, we've got two of the largest outdoor sports complexes in Northern Nevada. Shields, the world's largest sporting goods store in Sparks. Mm-hmm. We've got Cabela's in Reno. The reason that they're here and thriving is that people can buy that equipment, walk outside, and use it.
That's mm-hmm. right.
That's true. And I'll just speak from a former Las Vegas perspective. One of the things that Las Vegas gaming properties have done so well is to create a reason for people to come back through capital investment on the Strip, principally, and in some of the other neighborhood casinos. That hasn't been done so much up here in Northern Nevada over the course of the last decade or two. With a couple of exceptions, the Atlantis and the Peppermill. So I think coupled with certainly the outdoor amenities that we all have up here in Northern Nevada, we do need to again, utilize the gaming properties that currently exist here to provide more capital and reinvestment, maybe with a riding of the ship a little bit more. That will happen more extensively going forward in the next five years, where we'll see more capital investment in these properties to, again, particularly downtown, to encourage folks to come back.
Do you think that, because this was talked about a couple of years ago before we hit the recession, of other companies coming into Northern Nevada and seeing the potential up here, especially Station Casinos, mm-hmm. was looking at building two properties up in Northern Nevada. We've seen the Sienna, a beautiful boutique property that cost around $80 to $100 million to build, sold for $3.9 million. There's a lot of potential if people want to come in here and invest.
I think so. The Grand Sierra Resort is another one, right?
Yeah, we keep waiting for that one to happen. Right. Okay, that's where we got to leave it, ladies. At least optimistic today, right?
Yeah,
okay,
optimistic.
We'll be right back on Nevada News Vegas after this time out.
Ashley Furniture Home Store is offering holiday bonus buys. Buy this five-piece living room, get the bonus 42-inch HD TV. That is our gift to you. Get no interest and paid in full within 12 months at your Ashley Furniture Home Store, the number one name in furniture.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
She loves B. Evans.
Get ready to put your hands together. Presenting Shoutin' Down the Eyes. 30 songs on two CDs for just $24.99. But wait, order with your credit card and we'll cut the price to just $14.99. Then preview other great gospel CDs. Satisfaction guaranteed. And start shouting down the aisles with two CDs for just $14.99.
Call 1-800-764-5577 to order Shouting Down the Aisles on two CDs for $14.99 plus shipping and handling when you call in the next 10 minutes with your credit card or online at timelife.com/shout.
The guests next week, Sig Rovich will be here, Pete Ernott, Tony Sanchez, and Bill Lerner.